You are welcome in the name of Jesus. I know we are highly blessed in the first message on financial prosperity. And I know many of us from now will learn and develop the habit of service in the name of Jesus Christ. Once again, I want to register my appreciation and privilege received from God's servant to bring a teaching for us in this youth meeting. I pray that what God has deposited in his servant, out of which we are bringing for you today, the Lord will bless his servant and increasing greatly in the name of Jesus Christ. I want to also go back to our text, Isaiah chapter 43 and verse 7. Even everyone that is called by my name, for I have created him for my glory. I have formed him, yea, I have made him. So God has created you and I. His creation and his purpose for you and I is to manifest his glory. And I want you to know, despite the fact that he created to manifest his glory, let's assume the child is born in Aso Rock, while his father is the president. And you know the day of the naming, every governor will be there, everybody will be there, and the naming was done. After 8 years, the father will leave the presidency, right? Does that make the child a president? If he wants to become a president, then he has to join a political party. So that you are created in God, he has called you by his name, he has made you unto his glory. That is a principle. That is a policy. That is what you have to do to bring the reality of what he has predestinated you to be. Nobody becomes a professor without going to school. So God will be helping us to see what do we need to know that will give us edge in manifesting this glory of God. And I pray the Lord will help us in the name of Jesus Christ. In the book of Romans, the Bible is speaking there, Romans chapter 8. Hallelujah. So get ready this morning. I know someone is moving from where he is to where God has predestinated him to be. In the name of Jesus. Romans chapter 8, give me verse 18 and 19. Romans chapter 8, he said, "For I reckon that the suffering of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us." That is what you are passing now. What you are passing through now is just a step to the glory that will be revealed in you. I remember when I was in College of Education, the year 2000. And thank God my mother is here. I will trek from Sabon Line to College of Education. And thank God for my wife. In their own house, they were blessed somehow. And they go with Faiku, with her brother. I will trek to school and trek back. And not only that, I will meet with some of my friends that come with Faiku and all these things. We'll sit down and gist. And when it is time to go home, sir, they will enter their car, two of them, and return home. Then I will follow my bypass from that Grace Junior, cross the water, and enter to Savon Line. And my mother, what a great business. She grants this machine, and in the whole money, we realize 20 naira for granting. And my younger sister will go to school. So they will say, just take this money to go to school for a secondary school, then I will know how to manage myself to the school. Then it looked like suffering. But today, there is glory. So, the suffering you may pass through now is just a process for you to manifest tomorrow. As a youth, there is some things you may be passing through now, is just training you for you to be who you will be tomorrow. Now, verse 19. For the earnest expectation of the creation waited
for the manifestation of the sons of God. So after your suffering, there is a manifestation. The whole earth are waiting for your manifestation of God's glory. Why? Because you are born with glory. It's not that either you are the one to create the glory. No, you are born in glory, you are born in honor, you are born in beauty, you are born in everything that you know. See, permit me to tell you, everything that is in God is in you. Everything. Everything. In fact, permit me to say, there is nothing that is in God that is not in you. Let me tell you, there is two things I've discovered that God rules with and that keep God even on his throne. You know what is that? Two things. Wisdom and power. That's why the Bible says God has made Christ to become wisdom and power. So everything that you see in Christ is all what is in God. And all what is in Christ, and Christ is in you. So everything that is in God, if you want to know about a male child, look at the small child being born. Then you see a grown-up man tomorrow. So all what you need to know, you are born to manifest in glory, but that is what you need to do. Which I'm going to show you some of those things. As a young people, I'm privileged to be a young person like you. I have passed through a lot of things, sir, in life. I decided not to spend a lot of illustration and example today because the time. One of our uncle is here. While I was a principal in a school, I was privileged to be to coordinate the core members. Uncle Jide is here. You know about the story I'm talking about. Because you will be in that corner. There is some things that we hang on, that will not allow this manifestation. Because as you are prepared to manifest, devil too is prepared to make sure that you don't manifest. So you must know these two things. Devil has no power on you. But at the same time, don't go to his camp. Somebody has a prophecy that you'll be great, and you never get up to rise up to do something. How will it come? In fact, these days I've decided to sit down and be asking God on some particular thing. I don't want to even bring it about teaching until when I get it right. And what is that? I discovered the only challenge of humanity is his mind. Why did Jesus come? Jesus come to change our mind of reasoning, the way we reason, back to where God wants us to reason. Because the Bible said, John, before the day of John the Baptist, the kingdom of God was preached, and everyone pressed into it. So when Jesus comes to, he talk about the kingdom. Why? Changing our mindset from where we are to where he wants us to be. But for this, I want to show us something because of time. God creates us. We are created in him to manifest his glory. You know, Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 10. He told us how we are created. Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 10. Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 10. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works. So your creation is unto good works, which God has before ordained that we should walk in them. That we should walk in them. Your creation, you are created in Christ Jesus. Meaning any success that Christ recorded, that bring Christ to his glory, you are permitted to walk in them. Anything that cannot defeat Christ should not defeat you as a youth. And let me tell you one secret, sir. Anytime you hear youth, youth is the age of secrets. Youth is the age of secrets. If you get to the book of Job chapter 29 and verse 4, Job said, in the days of my youth, when the secret of God was upon my tabernacle. So the age of youth, he said, as I was in the days of my youth, when the secret of God was upon my tabernacle. Meaning the age of youth is the age of discovery. You discover the purpose of God for your life. In which area did God want to me to manifest? A young girl went to this world, what did they call it? Commonwealth game.
a young girl from Nigeria. And you see what happened? After she won the medal, that is something she wrote that gave me joy. She said, Jesus alone. She said, Jesus alone. People are celebrating, you see, Freemasonry with their logo. You see some people doing everything, but they get lift up her stomach and say, Jesus alone. She manifests even the height of the Arab. In the eyes of every country, Commonwealth game, and she said, Jesus alone, meaning the glory belongs to Jesus. So, it's not for you to manifest God's glory only in the pulpit, not at all. Every one of us has area where God wants you to manifest, but on one point, to glorify Jesus. You can be in the banking sector, you can be in politics. One of our brother, the one where everybody is hailing obedience, was in a program yesterday. He was in a program last week. In a program, he landed there, the whole crowd began to shout. He was in a program yesterday night in the all night in Redemption Camp, the whole people were shouting. He's not a pastor. But something is happening in the world of politics. God may be raising some of you to manifest in the world of lecturing, whereby you will bring God's glory, that without you, you will raise the standard and the banner of God. Many of you may be in the sports. Many of you may be in the business world, that God wants to manifest His glory. I pray for you that in every area that God wants to manifest His glory through your life, you will give Him chance. In the name of Jesus. Sorry, I want to take us to a short journey. 1 Timothy. That is one young man that God manifests His glory through him. And he had a mentor that gave him the principles that if you really want to manifest in God's glory, these guidelines must be followed. 1 Timothy chapter 4. Are you blessed already? 1 Timothy chapter 4, we start reading from verse 12 to wherever we are able to stop. 1 Timothy chapter 4. It says, let no man despise thy youth. That is, don't let anybody look down on the secret, the potential of God, the manifestation of God's glory in you. Don't let anybody look down on you. Don't let everybody look at you as if you are moron. In fact, I say something, sir. I hate people. One way, I don't want to use that word, it may be too harsh to say, I don't like people that look at other people as if you are nothing. In fact, some people talk to other people as if those people doesn't reason. So they may not reason like you, but they reason. So their reason may not be equal to your own, but they reason. So while talking, you must know that how does this person reason? You walk with him and behave to him based on his reasoning. Now see, he said, don't let anybody despise thy youth, but there is something. But be thou an example of believers. Now the first thing started in word. So for you to manifest the glory of God, that is what you need to know. That what come out of you in word first. How do you relate? How do you talk? How do you talk? As the person that wants to manifest in God's glory, how do you talk? Sir, as a man thinketh, so he is. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. If all you discuss is about Manchester United, sir, you will never get to anywhere you are going. The Bible said, he said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. Meaning everything that Jesus said while he was here. He said, I say nothing, but what I hear from the Father, that is what I say. So in words, everything that will come out of you, as long as you want to manifest in this glory, must be word originated from the word of God. Joshua chapter 1 and verse 8, it says, this book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but right inside this book, you must meditate day and night. Then you will have good success. Then you will have good success. Psalm 1 and from verse 1 to 3, repeated the same thing.
that this book of the law too must not depart out of your mouth, that anybody that this book he meditate in this book shall be like a tree planted beside a sea of water, and it shall be producing fruit. It will be manifesting, but in words. Take note of the first point. For you to manifest in God's glory, your word, what comes out of your mouth must be somebody that has a plan for to manifest God's glory. Never speak defeat. God someone said something that success comes from inside to outside, not from outside to inside. If you really want to know a man, watch what he said. Because out of the abundance, he speaks. So the fourth thing, let's go back to our text, to go back to that first Timothy. Everything that will come out of you, sir, in words, that's the first point. In words, take note that from this moment, anything that will come out of you must be what will glorify God. In words, so let no man despise their youth, but be that example to the believers. In words, number two, in conversation. Conversation. In your conversation with people. In the way you talk to people. Sir, a man said, if you walk with, Paul Nietzsche said this, he said, when you walk with five foolish people, you soon become number six. And if you walk with five wise people, sir, you soon become number six. And you know, the company you keep will determine how they will rate you. So, in your conversation, there is difference between your words and your conversation. How do you know about in our youth age now? How do we relate? How what do you talk? In fact, there is some slang that shouldn't come out of you if Christ is truly there. There is some words that they are too vulgar for you to say. So Paul was telling this man, be thou example to believer. The fourth thing in words. Number two, your conversation. And number three, in charity, meaning in love. The love. The love of God in you. You remember, Psalmist was saying something in Psalm 62 and Psalm 62 and Psalm 63. He said, Eli, life with you. Eli, his heart was after God. His love was to God. So, in your charity, charity means in love. You love God and love humanity. Look at what to contribute to people. How can you solve their problems? See, financial, I want to just keep this, financial prosperity answer to the solution you render to humanity. Nobody is ready. When our sister says something about when they give you money, God have a laugh. Honestly, giving you money is a sign of your death. When all you are after is they will give you money, you are dead while living. Because the person giving you today, what about if you die tomorrow? Your hope is gone. So now, you must be answer to problem of generational problem. See what you are going to solve that will generate income for you. I didn't know. There is one young boy. I didn't know either he's here. Sam. I just met the boy removing some grasses here in this farm. And I said, young boy, what are you doing here? He said, sorry, sir. I'm here to just remove the rabbit food. I said, rabbit? He said, yes. You read rabbit? He said, yes. I said, please come. He said, he's even thinking. Not only rabbit. He has some rabbit at home that is thinking how to solve some problem. He discovered that in their church, I won't mention the church, that many people come to church early in the morning, they won't back home, but he's thinking they have children, how will they be able to prepare pap for them? So now he's going into converting from dry pap, and he will be taking it to church every Sunday and be giving people as a sample to see. He's compete with Costa, so he wants to break the market of Costa and start his own locally from Taraba. Solving problems. You want to manifest. But you now, what do? All what you are after is like, who will dash me cloth? In fact, you may see somebody that wear cloth that's one young man in this town. Anytime he's from one church, certain church, anytime he saw the general overseer of that church wear a cloth, he will snap it and go and look for money by all means. And sew the cloth and wear it next Sunday.
And when you come next Sunday, you know in that church too, they normally dance in the front. You will come and, hey, hey, hey. When he's doing, everybody is looking at him. They will say, ah, this is Papa plot of last week. Papa offering per church of all over Nigeria. And by the way, the man said, 360 days has the cloth that he has put in wardrobe. And this is the man here that is not even getting what to eat. He's offering it. Now, even to you, how do you deal with your own life? In conversation, in charity. Then the next one, in spirit. In spirit. Because God communicates with your spirit. Your spirit educates your mind, then your mind speaks to your body. So, in spirit, spiritually, how are you? For you to manifest in God's glory, sorry, I have just 3 more minutes. For you to manifest in God's glory, there is something in spirit. John said, I was in the spirit on the Lord's day, and I'm privileged to heart. And the spirit speak unto me and raise me spirit. And the next one, in faith. Faith means believing. Confessing, that's what you believe openly. I said something to somebody yesterday. I said, see, if you want to succeed here on earth, there is 2 voices that speak to you. I discovered that by His grace. 2 voices. There is voice of your mind. And there is your mouth. God have opened our eyes to know there's 2 mouths. Now, I discover, any one of us practicalize it. If the voice of your mind is talking to you, and the voice of your mouth is talking, one must be quiet for the next one. So, just practicalize it now, see. Just speak. Say something. Say, hey. Ah. Say, hey. Now, in your mind, you will discover that the voice of your mind keep quiet to hear what this one will say. So, anytime there is evil thought coming to your mind, speak positive from your mouth. The one inside will be quiet. Oh, my God. It will be quiet. So, when the mind tells you, you cannot make it, say, no, I am born for greatness. When this one says, devil, you will soon die. Say, me, I will go to my father in peace. You are declaring your faith. The next one, impurity. Purity means integrity. Integrity. Please, let's rush to the next thing we have. I just have 2 minutes. And the next verse, verse 13. Till I come, give attention to reading. Give attention to reading. For you to manifest this glory we are talking about, you must always pay attention to reading. Whenever you are reading a book, you know Daniel chapter 9 and verse 2, Daniel said, I understood by books. So when you read, you are sharing your mind with a writer. Something is changing your mind from what you know to what the writer knows. So in reading, let's go back. In reading, he said, till I come. In reading, then the next one, he said, in exhortation. Exhortation, you read, you receive messages in the churches and all this, so pay attention to that. Then the next one, in doctrine. In doctrine. Neglect not the gift that is in thee. There is a potential for you to manifest. It's not that anybody will give you the gift now. That one you are born with that. Don't neglect not the gift that was given to you. Which was, God have opened it to us. Here you see that was by the prophecy and the laying hand of the presbytery. It's just to stir up what God has predestinated from the beginning in you, to stir it up. Because of time, we'll stop here. Lift up a voice and return the glory to Him. Thank Him for what we have received. Giving all the glory. Giving all the thanks. Father, we thank You. We give You all the praise.